In the videos, right?
Tell me.
All right, are we
when
on?
Yep.
Hey, go guys, ahead. Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia here with Jessica.
In the videos, right?
Tell me.
All right, are we
when
on?
Yep.
Hey, go guys, ahead. Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia here with Jessica Nutt and Jay Black and a very special guest, Jay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, special for the listeners. I mean, for me, I get to see this kid every single day, and he's a superstar.
What's going on, Keen? You want to say hello?
Hello, New Jersey 1.105.
No, we're recording at New Jersey 101.5. We're not on, we're podcasting right now.
Can we redo that?
No, you can't redo it. You just got to go.
There's no do-overs.
Oh, okay. Just we can still do it again.
Can we do it again?
We'll edit it. Just do it again. We're not going to edit it.
But you can.
As long as you're honest. Go ahead. You can do it again. That's fine.
Hello, my name is Keen Black, and we have two very important news to give to you.
See, I thought Keen was about to say we have two very important people here, and I'm like, which one of us is not on Keen's important person
list? I know exactly who it is. It would be me, not on the important
list. I was thinking you two were on the list, and I was out.
Number one, is Sean Spicer hiding in the bushes?
Whoa.
Some hard-hitting political stuff for
Keen. Right away, we go political.
Hard news.
Number two, what type of bush?
Yeah, it's very important. What type of bush is Sean Spicer hiding in?
Huh.
Thank you, Keen. Thanks for stopping by and doing that for us. Go enjoy South Park out front.
Nice job, Keen.
Nicely he watches done, South Park?
He does.
Peach.
That's awesome.
All right, now, Keen, the door is broken, as you can tell.
Yeah, it's broken.
And it's bothered me for weeks that we're at the New Jersey 101.5 studios. We're in the back studio.
Yes.
The door is broken, and the note is misspelled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm crazy. It says brokaded.
But I think it's,
what does that mean?
I think it's misspelled on purpose, though. That looks like a purposeful, trying to make a joke.
Do you
because
think?
If what someone think? Wrote brokaded and meant that to be broken.
Like brokaded.
Because if they wrote broked, then I'd be like, okay, maybe they just misspelled it. They wrote brokaded. That's either a joke or brain damage. That person has a carbon monoxide leak at their house
There's
and isn't aware
wrong.
Of it. Yeah.
Maybe it's something in the studio.
It could be. I mean, it would explain a lot of things.
Think about that for a minute.
There might be a slow asbestos now, coming down or something.
Jessica, I took the liberty of introducing you and Jay.
Yeah, thanks.
Was that? But the last time you thought that was a problem. Do you remember that?
Jessica was mad at that?
You did a good job. I was just giving him a hard time.
Oh, okay. She wasn't really
mad. I did not give out Twitter handles, but I thought that would be okay. We'd save the plug for the end.
Yeah, that works for me.
Although I'm at Bill Spadia. Saying.
At Chasing Jess Nutt.
You don't use Twitter.
You can find. I do most of my tweeting by, next to the number of your house, down where it's painted on the curb. I paint next to people's curb numbers. So just drive by into a neighborhood, find a cul-de-sac, you'll find my thoughts.
So I thought we had an interesting thing happen today, Jay, that millennials define adulthood for you. And it was a fascinating conversation that I had with Jessica Nutt today.
Okay.
We have something to mail. There's some award I'm getting, and there was an affidavit that we had to fill out. We had to get it notarized. How old school was that?
It was one step after another. I just need you to do this for me. I just need you to do that for me. And I was one step away from saying no.
This is you getting the award.
Let's clarify, though. It wasn't me saying one more thing.
No.
It was the group.
Right. But you needed to get this in order to get the award.
We think so.
Okay.
That was somewhat unclear.
Well, so that's why I was testing my patience. I was like, how far is this going to go? And they had one more question. Can you mail the original copy?
I am so looking forward
to
you getting.
She kept her composure.
I can't wait for you to get the glowing lamp leg, from
that's
the Christmas story.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
It's like the citizen of the year.
So listen to this. So it required, first of all, they rejected our first application because it wasn't notarized. Mm-hmm. Now, clearly I saw a space for notary. But then, Jessica, as a accomplished millennial,
right?
She took a picture of it and emailed it to him and said, here it is.
Is that bad?
No, I would expect that you would need it notarized. They know who you are. They're giving you the award. It's not like somebody found this.
Didn't you think the same thing?
Right. So it's like, and is it bad to take a picture of a document and then email it to them instead of going to a scanner?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, what if you just did a selfie video of yourself signing it?
Yeah, and put it on Snapchat.
Right. Yeah. Doesn't that prove that it was you?
I would imagine so.
So the story,
holding today's newspaper.
So the story goes one step further. This is why it was trying her patience, and I understood it. Because first the notary. So we had a whole issue. We had to find a notary, which I did.
Right.
Yeah. That was kind of impressive.
That was
seven
such
emails
a relief.
Back and forth.
Really?
You were copied on every one of them.
I clicked right through them.
I knew she ignored it.
Don't most banks have a notary?
That's well, where, apparently most radio stations have a notary.
Oh, really?
So we have two.
Wow. Very convenient.
But we had already signed it. Okay. So she made us redo
it. We should talk about that, too, by the way.
That she made us redo
it? We already know who the notary is.
We should talk about the notary.
Previous.
All right, I should explain this.
Okay.
First, let me just say what happened. So Jessica comes to the studio, and she's got the letter and an envelope.
Okay.
And she looks at me. She's like, do you have a stamp? I'm like, a stamp? I said, no. She's like, I thought most adults have stamps. So I went home and got a stamp.
You had one at your house.
He I gave have her a
two.
Stamp.
I did, of course, have a stamp. Yeah. But now you have two.
Now
so
I'm
you
an
know.
Adult.
Right, Jessica's an adult today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I will say there are certain defining adult things.
Yeah.
And I'm with Jess on this a little bit. You know, like there's certain things like you, it's easy to think about like the big markers of adulthood. You know,
yeah.
like it's, oh, I have a mortgage. I have,
right.
you know, I made
like
a
kids.
I made a person inside of another
that
human
doesn't
being.
Doesn't always
somehow.
Qualify as an adult.
Yeah, but I mean, like you
a
like,
valid point.
Right, I mean, you know, it's. I'm just saying that those are big markers, but there are some small markers of adulthood that I've been noticing more and more, like being aware of what you need when you go to the grocery store. You know, like when I used to go to the grocery
right.
store and just be like, ah, that looks good. And, you know, right. I'd have seven boxes of Fruit Loops. Just I was like, every time I buy Fruit Loops, I come home and be like, oh, I wasn't done my Fruit Loops. But now I have an ongoing list in my head of like how much milk I have, where it's at level wise, when it expires. I don't know why I know this. I don't know the names of most of my
so
cousins.
So you check expiration dates.
Yeah. Oh, for milk.
Do you hunt? For the longest
the
one.
The longest one, absolutely.
Yeah, I do too.
And I've been noticing Costco, because I buy all my milk at Costco, that I know where they put.
How much milk are you buying? Do you need to buy milk
I buy 700 gallons of milk per month.
That's a lot of milk.
Yeah. I take a milk bath, Bill. A lot of you might be wondering why my skin is so creamy. That's why.
That's what it is.
Actually, I just read on Slate.com about milk. There's a big uproar from the dairy farmers because all you young people aren't buying milk. You're buying fake milk. You're buying almond milk, coconut milk.
Almond milk is not milk. It's like crushed nuts.
That's what they're saying. They're saying that you can't call it milk anymore because people are buying it.
I'm with the dairy farmers on that.
It's actually defined by the government. Like the FDA says milk is like stuff that comes out of a cow's
They're right
boob.
About that.
Yeah. So they're like, you can sell it, just don't call it milk. The only thing you can get
I don't think they call it a boob, actually.
It's called cow boob. Bill, I did a year and a half of veterinary school before dropping out to become an English teacher. I think I know better than most here.
I mean, I definitely understood what he was talking about, so.
Cowboy.
I got it. Yeah, I did get it. But I think you're right, though. So the stamp is also a defining characteristic of adulthood.
Knowing if you have a stamp, like knowing, you know, where your stamp is. Like I have, you know, a whole folder that has all my, like, envelopes and my stamps in it. And I know where that is.
So you
is.
Have stamps, too.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Jessica, you don't have
my
stamps.
Bag outside.
Your mom and dad have stamps.
Yeah, I could
your
go to
Your mom probably
stamps.
Has it in her. What, do we call it a purse or a pocketbook?
No, I think they're my dad's, like, jewelry box, if that's what you can call it.
Like where he keeps his
watches.
Where he keeps his passports and...
He keeps stamps and he keeps his passports. That's interesting.
He has several passports? Is your dad an international spy?
No, he keeps my passport.
Oh, I'm just making sure.
I don't want to
family passports.
Which identity do I want to use today? I don't know. I'll be Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah. He's got cash in several different currencies match the passport.
I think Jess needs to go a little bit more in depth into her father's social life here.
We should really ask some questions. You know, your dad is right. He oftentimes is a subject of our discussion.
I should bring him in because I feel like he's like the extra.
Yeah.
Her dad should come in.
Absolutely. Let's
Don't
do
you
it.
Think?
That was an aggressive point. Usually you're pointing at the camera, not directly
it
at
was
me.
Like a, that was an acknowledgement point that I'm like, good idea.
Is the best way to contact him to set up a midnight meeting at a bus station where we all dress in trench coats and speak in code words? Because however is the easiest. You
is
just
he CIA
us.
Or FBI?
I don't think he's allowed to tell you. I think that's why it's covert.
Kill you.
Covert, Jess.
He should definitely come in. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
the point was like an exclamation point. That's what that was.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was, right, I was putting punctuation on the end
I
of
like
that.
I like to call it a real life emoji. That's
A
like
real life
it.
Emoji.
That's,
I like
that's
that.
Bill's excited real life emoji.
I like that.
That's why I always carry a lump of poop with me.
There's
just in case I need it.
The poop emoji is not funny.
It's not a good segue, but we have a promo to read.
Oh, yeah. Should I read that
so
now?
Well, here's what I was thinking. I don't remember why I got on that. Oh, I know why. Because of the promo code in it.
Squirrel.
I've been distracted. I just went to three different subjects.
Like a squirrel would.
Like a squirrel would, exactly. Or no, the
or
dog is distracted by the...
looking at a squirrel.
Right. I think I'm the dog in this case.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm distracted by the squirrel.
All right, well, we are doing a promo here, and this is actually my first read. And I'm a little nervous.
It's kind of a big deal. So this is a first on Speaking Millennial.
Should we give them like a drum roll? I don't know how to use this audio board that
well. Well, we have sound effects.
All right, well, you can enter to win a pair of Beats by Dr. Dre headphones from Speaking Millennial in New Jersey 101.5. You enter at nj1015.com/contests. Find the box for episode 10 of Speaking Millennial and enter code SQUIRREL for a chance to win. Stay tuned. We'll release more codes for more chances in episode 11 and 12 of Speaking Millennial and this month's episode of Forever 39, The Jim Gerhart Show, and the New Jersey guys. So all you need to do is go find the spot, enter squirrel.
You confidently said episodes 11 and 12. Are they future episodes?
Future episodes.
What is this one?
This is episode 10.
This is 10?
Yeah.
Episode 10. So go on to newjersey1015.com/contest. Find the spot for episode 10 for Speaking Millennial. And then write squirrel.
Now,
and
what if you can't spell squirrel? No, see, I brought
bee,
this up.
Spelling bee. Jay has to spell squirrel.
By the way,
yes.
Okay, first off,
well,
I
he's
have
got it right there.
Me.
Well, that's assuming that Lou wrote it correctly.
That is true. Although the way he wrote it is the way it's going to show up in the contest.
So, two R's and one L.
Two R's, one L. Not like millennial that has two N's and two L's. It's right. Two R's, one L.
I would have gone with two L's, two N's, right?
Millennial. Two yeah. L's, two N's. Yep.
Well,
should I flag down Keen, see if he knows how to spell it?
There's no possible chance that Keen knows how to spell a squirrel.
I was doubting whether I knew how to spell squirrel.
Yeah, you know, squirrel's one of those words that you don't need to know how to spell because we now have...
We text.
We text, and you just got to get into the vicinity, and Google tells you how to spell it, which is what I was thinking the entire time watching that stupid spelling bee on ESPN.
Did you watch the spelling bee?
Well, I had to. It was on in my gym. I went.
Really?
It was funny because they have ESPN running in the gym, and there's like a little lounge area where the gym is in the locker room, and there's like 10 dudes sitting there watching spelling bee, and I'm like, this is who we are as a people now. We're watching kids spell in our underwear.
What was
the
word
gym.
That won? Do you know?
I was some.
Did you watch it?
Crazy,
no, but
useless
I don't
words.
Know why that's on ESPN? Like, I would think that'd be on like public access television.
What's the whole push now to get letters for like the chess club? So the spelling bee.
Oh, yeah,
it's a new
as
sport.
A letterman, you, to become a letterman, you get a the
you
chess
can.
Club?
That's a whole discussion going on.
Oh, that, no.
You don't
no.
support that?
As a nerd who never
you
lettered
still don't
in
like
anything,
that.
I still don't like that. It's not a sport.
It's not a sport.
No, you get something else. Get like a hat. Get a beanie. Get your own chess beanie.
Oh, a beanie is a good idea.
Yeah, a chess beanie. Or like, believe me, there's no girls excited to wear the letterman sweater of the alternative captain of the chess team. You know, it's like, you're not running home to mom to say like, look, mom, he gave me a sweater and also his retainer, I'm assuming. could you hold my asthma inhaler for me, sweetie? Oh my God, he must really like me. No, I was watching that spelling bee, angry that it exists.
You are proud of the kids.
No.
Because in politically correct culture, you're supposed to be.
I'm not proud of them. I think the final word meant lost childhood, and all of them knew how to spell it. Because, first off, they're all homeschooled by insane people.
Yeah.
You know, if you're homeschooling because you're an insane Christian, if you're homeschooling because you're an insane, I don't know, Muslim, or do we have insane Jewish people? I don't know if there's people. I
don't know. They're, you know, homeschooling is a huge thing now.
Yeah. It's mostly, though, I think religion. Is a big driver on it, you know, because you want to give your kid a religious upbringing, and the public schools aren't going to do that, and that's fine, whatever.
Well, or sports. We have friends who have done this with kids who are involved in intense sports, like gymnastics, things like that, where you're traveling. So there is that component. But I think it's more like just the intense focus that you've got to win this thing.
Yeah.
Like, think of the practice that goes in to be able to spell those words.
But it's a useless thing. It might have been useful 100 years ago.
Before Google.
There's no reason on God's green earth that this should exist. And there's no reason on God's green earth. What are you teaching your kid? What exercise in futility are you teaching your child when you say to your 10-year-old, listen, we're going to take you out of school. This won't damage you socially at all. Don't worry. You're going to do nothing but read this dictionary and memorize everything in it so that you can win $40,000 when you're 10. It's a lot of money.
That's a big deal, though, 40 grand at 10, right?
It's a big chunk of change, but it's not life-changing money. It's not like $4 million.
You can't retire on that.
Right. It's not like you hit the lottery.
But it's cool being on ESPN, though.
It is. It's cool being on ESPN, but it's like you're on ESPN the same way a streaker that runs out during the third game of the World Series on ESPN. You're basically a freak. No one is sitting there going, wow, these kids could get endorsements or they're just...
What if they could? Is that the next level?
Well, if they did something useful, maybe.
See, I think you're pushing against this, and I think the tide is coming.
For
Spelling Bee. These spelling contestants are going to rule the world. I think this is it.
But you know what? Anything that my phone can
beat you at... I can't spell.
Can you? You don't need to
spell. Can you spell squirrel?
There are two R's and one L.
Yeah.
Right?
All you have to do is
S-Q-I-R-R-E-L.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah,
but I doubted, though.
Yeah, but you don't need to.
Wait, am I supposed to say squirrel? S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Yeah, that's how you do
it. You have to say it twice, right? Isn't that the rule?
Could you use that in a sentence? What is the country of origin? Are there any other alternative meanings?
Jessica, are you sensing an anger issue here?
Yeah, sounds pretty jealous.
I think there could be a little jealousy.
I'm not jealous. Listen, I'm a narcissist who's jealous if anybody gets attention of me. So that's a ground level jealousy of anybody who's on TV that I'm not on. That being said, I think it's just like anything else. Anytime you have a kid doing something like that, it's not the kid's passion. It's the crazy parent's passion, and that counts as child abuse to me. I don't think you should ever impose on your child.
There's a passion here, though. I'd like to explore.
He's super psyched.
He really is.
Was your dad pushing too much on you?
Oh, my dad did the opposite. I don't even think my dad knew my full name until I was like 6 or 7. He was not involved.
He wanted you to achieve adulthood at an early age.
He basically said, whatever you want to do is fine. But I don't really care one way or the other.
Now, do you push on grades? My parents did not push on grades at all.
I don't really push on grades.
I was an accomplished C student. I mean, I was really good at the C.
C's get degrees.
I like that.
Yeah.
See that? Oh, another point. Exclamation point. Yeah. See that?
I push on effort. Effort's the only thing I push on. I don't necessarily care about the grade. I care about the grade if it's a reflection of poor effort. And that drives me nuts.
We're very similar there.
Yeah.
Did your parents push on grades?
Yes.
They did?
Yes.
But I'm guessing you were a good student. Like, I'm thinking Jessica loved school.
I'm sure she had a trapper keeper or the millennial equivalent therein.
I had a clipboard for sure.
That was very organized. Like, you always had a pencil that was nested. Like, if somebody asked for a pen.
Extra erasers.
Yeah, you weren't the person going like.
A protractor.
Yeah. Do you need protractors?
I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Of course you do. You need protractors in high school.
The compass? Did you have a compass when you came in?
I always had trouble with the compass. I had a crisis with the compass when I was in the Marines.
Okay.
Because they put you, this is during boot camp, they pretty much put you in the middle of the woods with a compass. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Right.
I never really got the concept of understanding there's north and somehow that should tell me how to get out of the woods.
I never got the compass that you drew a circle with, though. You remember
that? I was thinking of a compass, like a directional compass.
But it was interesting that you associated that with school. Like, why would Jessica need a compass?
I don't. A squirrel. I am easily distracted. Like, I immediately went to something else.
Like, her dad was so committed to her getting good grades. Like, he left her, like, so, I guess as a spy, your dad would train you.
Right?
He left you in the woods by yourself and said, you got to get to school by 6. Go, little girl.
And he tied the blindfold. And that's it.
My trapper keeper at all times.
That's right.
Seriously, you were a good student, weren't you?
Why are we talking about this? I don't know. I was not a great student.
I just brought it up that I was a terrible student. Yeah. I have no idea how we got on it. Oh, spelling. That's why.
Well, why do you think I'm not a good speller now? C's get degrees. I mean,
I love that.
That's
a hashtag.
I don't like parents. I think pushing your kid a certain degree is fine, whatever it is that you want to instill value in. But anytime, like, I don't even like, you know, you're saying you're friends with gymnastics and stuff. Like, I know you can't be an Olympic level athlete unless you like give up your entire childhood to do so.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that always gets a little sick to my stomach when I see like a 19-year-old girl competing at the Olympics. I mean, at the highest level, that's nice. But you just sit there. It's like, yeah, I woke up every day at 4 o'clock. I trained for 6 hours.
But then
I went to
what's
school.
A normal childhood? Like, right?
I think that's better than the 30-year-olds trying to compete in the Olympics, because they like can finish at, like, the gymnastics girls. They're like 19 and they go on and live the rest of their lives
without
where...
any bone density because they haven't had their period their entire life. And, you know, they're
wait, what? How did they, wait.
Yeah.
Gross.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, yeah, but it's for a lot of sports. It's not just like
wait,
Olympic
why do they miss
sports.
Their period? I don't understand what
because
the correlation
their body fat
is.
Gets so low, their body stops.
No kidding.
They yeah. work out so hard.
Yeah. No kidding. Well, I just learned something that I didn't really need to know.
It's actually evolutionarily.
I am not any better off knowing that.
Yeah. It's well, I mean, it's right? one of those things where it probably doesn't affect you directly.
So yeah, listen, you'll probably forget it immediately. So
well, let me say this. We had a whole issue on Chasing News. That there was a story. What was the story? It was a woman who got fired, allegedly, because she was a model and got fired.
We didn't air it.
And we never did the story.
It was so awkward because we had to say the story without saying the word menstruation period.
No.
How about their, I think the proper term is God's curse. I think that's what women prefer.
Is that what it's called?
We heard all types her of God's suggestions curse. For alternatives, and they
and
were
it
all
got worse. They were all gross, right? It got it devolved. Yeah. So we didn't do the story.
So she got fired. Why did she get fired?
We don't know. I don't know if I buy it. I think it's just somebody that's suing, but maybe it's true. Who knows?
Gotcha. Model filed a lawsuit because she left work during her shift at the auto show because she had to go change.
Oh,
well. And they
oh,
said,
is that the story?
Don't worry about it. Just don't come back. And then they didn't pay her, so she sued
gotcha,
them.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So okay. There's probably a thing.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds about right to me that I could see both sides doing that. Not right, like the auto show had a point, but I could see.
But
them.
Maybe they did. You can't leave your post. I don't know.
Yeah, but would you want her to stay there if she?
No,
in, like,
I think
a
the whole thing
outfit?
Is. See, this is why we didn't do the story.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm even grossed out having this conversation.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Gross.
But in any event, I just need to say this. I'm not against the Olympics or anything like that. I'm just against kids giving up their childhood.
I hate the Olympics.
Well, I like
Do you watch the Olympics? I am so completely and utterly disinterested.
I like when there's a big story like Michael Phelps when he was going for his like 900th gold medal. I watched that, but I wouldn't watch all the like heats and everything leading up to that.
I retained one thing from Michael Phelps.
Pot?
What?
No, that he burns 12,000 plus calories a day.
Yeah.
So he can almost not keep up with his calorie output.
Yep.
Right. Because or whatever it is, or burn rate.
I would like
with his food.
I would just love for him when now that he's not swimming anymore to continue eating those 12,000 calories a day just to see how fast he balloons up. Yeah. But it's one of those things where I enjoy the Olympics actually more knowing that they're paid now for a lot of the stuff. Like the professionals are allowed to compete. Like the
but I don't like that.
You see, I love that because so many people make so much money off of them. It's the same reason why I think they should either make football a major or the NCAA should pay football.
That's
players.
Interesting. Make it a major.
Yeah,
why not?
Like dance is a major.
It's a joke now.
Yeah, it's a joke that they have like, oh, I'm a business major.
Right, and you're really not.
But you can study dance, right? And that's a major that you can do at a college. You can study sculpture, right? These are things that don't necessarily have things that apply into the real world.
I wouldn't have done well with that.
The fine arts.
The fine arts.
Fine arts, right.
But there's a physical element to dance that's a fine art, but I would argue that there's no difference between dance and football.
Now, you were an English major.
I was, yes.
Right, and that led to teaching.
That led to teaching.
Do you know what Jessica was?
I'm going to say probably pre-med.
You don't know? Oh, okay, you know.
You what were you?
Biology.
Biology.
Biology. Oh, pre-med. Close enough.
That was pretty close.
Yeah. I dated a bio major in college, and she became a cop in
New
Jersey. She was an environmental cop.
That's cool.
And I remember the first thing she had to do, like the first undercover thing she had to do. I still think a senior in college, and this was her first year in the police force. She had to go undercover on a fishing boat. Because they were dumping illegally on the boat. Like they'd go out and they were like putting the actual literal dump pooping out the side of the boat.
Right.
So they had to send her undercover, but they didn't think like a 24-year-old girl would be going by herself on a deep sea fishing expedition.
Right.
So they were like, well, bring your boyfriend. I'm sure, you know, he's a guy. I'm sure they'll believe it. And I got on there and I was supposed to play the man part of this, but I don't
work
well
out
on boats and I don't fish. So I laid in the bottom of the boat sick the entire time. And she was up there like, this is great.
How pissed was she at you?
Well, she wasn't. I mean, she got the guys. you know, like she got pictures of them doing yeah. the thing which she was supposed to do, but she was not thrilled with me. And I'm not good at, like, I would never be good like Jessica's dad undercover. Because yeah. I show up and I'm like,
well, he's like a thoroughly trained spy. Yeah, I mean, that's he's got obviously several identities. Right.
But I show up to the fishing boat and I'm like, I love fishing. I'm a man who loves fishing. Let's go on this fishing expedition. This is my girlfriend. She doesn't like fishing, but she came with me anyway.
Oh, women and fishing.
You
come
know
on.
Her. She'll probably be taking pictures off the side of the boat for no reason. I don't know. And she's like, you need to dial it down a lot. And I was like, okay.
I could not see you as an undercover cop.
No, I would not.
That would. No. So.
But Jessica, it's interesting you have the experience.
I being undercover, yeah, it was pretty cool. I actually got to the firing range with her, too, which was
really?
Fun. Really? It was the first time and only time I fired a handgun. I had.
Were
I
you a good shot?
Well, I mean, not hitting the target, but several
you were able to pull the trigger. Shooting. You were strong enough to pull the trigger.
I was able to pull the trigger, yeah. That was an embarrassing
The bar's very low. The bar's set very low. Yeah.
Hmm. That was my first year, and we broke up. I don't see why we would.
I mean, I can't imagine that relationship did not pan out for you.
Not last, no.
Can't imagine. Did you ever see her again after the boat? Actually, did she leave the boat with or without you?
We left the boat. We actually broke up shortly thereafter, and she actually said the worst thing a girl has ever said in breaking up with me.
Really?
More hurtful than anything that anyone has ever said. We were in this long process of breaking up. You know, one of those, like, it wasn't quick.
She really twisted the knife.
It was a long knife twisting. And the last thing she said, we're on our last conversation, she was like, I just need you to know this. You've always said, you know, you can say whatever you want about me, but I'm the funniest guy you ever met. I'm going to tell you this, Jay. You're not that funny. Click. And I was like, tell me I have a small penis. Tell me I'm bad at sex. Tell me that I'm ugly, fat. You know, as Jessica
right.
said many times, ugly.
You have small hands.
Small hands. I have.
That happened today too. We had that conversation too today. She said you're not funny.
You're not that funny. Click. And I do think there's a large part of my comedy career has been like maybe she'll be flipping around on TV and see comedian, local comedian.
That's why. That's why you're so driven.
Municipal comedian.
Wow. So,
but you know, that's a big woman thing to do. I don't know if exactly she felt that, but I think she knew intrinsically that would be the worst thing
to think,
say.
I think though, she sounds like a bad guy when you put it that way. Yeah. I always look for context. What did you say directly before her delivering that
I
line?
I called her a bitch, but I just this,
or weeks leading up yeah. into the well, moment.
No, she had every right to break up with me. It was the best thing that happened. It led to my my current situation, which is great. But what I'm saying is that I couldn't be married.
Jessica's going to ask some follow-up questions.
My current wife.
Current situation. Yeah, Jessica, it's a situation. It's a situation. Your current situation.
Everything's going great.
Until right now.
The situation currently is going great.
Wow.
But the point is, I didn't say she didn't have a right to break up with me or be mean to me.
Wait, how long ago was this?
This was, I was 22, so 18 years.
Wow.
And I was fine. The breakup doesn't bother me. To this day, it was like, that was like, you had that holstered. She must have figured that out like a year into the relationship. Like, you know, if I ever break up with him, this will be the killer.
Is that how women think?
Oh, yeah.
Really? They just store them away, like filing? Yeah. They keep it in the trapper keeper.
Yeah.
They take little notes.
On your clipboard.
They screenshot it.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure your boyfriend's insecurities. So I'm not going to ask about them. I'm not going to have you bring it up. But you would know, like, in a second, if he, you know, if you had to hurt him, what to say to hurt him, I'm sure.
I mean, isn't that with, like, anyone that you spend a lot of time with?
I don't know if I could think of something with my wife off the top of my head, although I know for a fact she's got, you know, written onto a bow and arrow, like right onto the she's going to shoot it right through my heart if necessary. She's got it ready to go. She knows.
There is no doubt she's ready.
She's ready. She's ready to go. And probably
But I think you bring that on yourself.
Oh, me?
A little bit.
Oh, everything I do is brought onto myself.
I think you could be your own worst enemy.
There's
just saying that.
There's nothing in my life, Bill, that I don't fully believe is my own fault.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it when it happens.
Right. But it's real. It's real. It's a thing.
Like,
as it's happening, I'm like, yeah, this is probably about right.
Like not taking Dramamine before a 6-hour fishing trip.
Right. That's all you had to do. Well, they even have chewables.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd get that sick. I thought I would only get a
little
sick.
See, women
six
are
hours,
more practical.
Deep sea.
I didn't know that I'd be that sick. It was a smaller boat, you know. But
that makes it worse.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably better that I was below deck because I would have blown cover.
Were you drinking?
I was not drinking. No. I was sober and ready to go.
Have you ever been seasick, like really seasick?
He probably has to wake up at 6 a.m. to go on a deep sea fishing trip, so there's no time for alcohol.
Yeah, I was awake early.
That's a good point.
And that made me very
upset. I've only been really seasick once. A ferry to Block Island.
Where's Block Island?
Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
And Block, so coming back in a storm, and I swear at one point the boat must have been upside down, but I don't recall. So, like, it was awful.
Is it block?
That is the worst
B-L-O-C-K, or is it block B-L-A-umlaut-C-K? Because I
no my, umlaut.
Oh, maybe my family owned that way in the day. I could go claim ownership of right. Block.
I was at a bar this weekend called J Black's.
What?
No kidding.
Yeah, I was so excited.
How did you not tweet that?
I was drinking, so I usually put my phone away, so I'm not tweeting things like that.
Gotcha.
But that would have been, you should have taken awesome. A picture to store that for later.
It's always like palmed forehead, like.
Wait,
oh,
J Black's,
I should do that.
Like, did you walk in and was the menu filled with descriptions of the food that were their own worst enemy? Like, you probably wouldn't want to eat this. It's grilled cheese, but also it kind of looks gross.
Yeah, I mean, it was free video games all around the outside of the bar.
That sounds like something I would do. Do I own this bar?
You might own this bar, Jay.
I might own this bar. I might.
Wow.
There's a lot of gaps in my memory from my drinking and drugging days that I may have bought.
You may have. Or they named it because no one will ever top the drunken night you had there.
Yeah,
maybe that's it.
Like,
you made such a spectacle of yourself. We're like, well, it's got to be J Black's.
Is there a picture of me with a do not serve next to it? Because that would explain a lot about this place.
Yeah, yeah. There's. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was thinking that how are we doing? Because you before we got here, you're like, we do need a list.
Of topics?
Of topics.
No, I really wish we had topics, but it's fine.
We don't have topics. See, there's something simmering under the surface with Jessica that we're not organized enough.
Yeah, well, Jessica, you know, organize us. Come on, get that trapper keeper.
Get to it.
Well, she's in charge of the audio now. She's taking the power seat.
Yeah, you're in the power
seat. I've actually been displaced.
You feel displaced?
No, it's probably best. I crashed the system last time.
Yeah, I remember.
It was awful.
There was smoke coming out of it.
It was awful. It was
very upsetting.
We were all there.
Right, but I said to you this morning, I'm like, I have topics for today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but I don't.
You don't have any topics?
No, I forgot them. I got distracted by the stamp, and then I'm like, boom, it's all about the stamps.
Did you ever have them?
I think I did, but I don't remember them.
Hmm.
I have the topic of my hatred for the spelling bee. We've already covered that.
Yeah, we did cover that.
I would like to ask Jessica something that we've talked about before. Mm.
Wow, that I mean, you could go anywhere from her dad being a spy to hentai to I called it today G-rated porn.
G-rated porn?
G-rated porn.
What's G-rated porn?
That we are talking about
this
porn.
This podcast.
Oh yeah.
This podcast.
Yeah.
But we're not explicit. So I had the whole conversation about how I thought Howard Stern was better before he got on satellite.
Agreed.
Because he needed the boundaries of the FCC. And I said, I think my show in the morning is better because you can't curse. Everything's got to be tempered in tone and kind of fit into a pathway. And I think it's better.
There's a restriction is, you know, if you look at Star Wars, you know, the Star Wars 1977 was George Lucas with a small budget and an entire studio pushing back against everything that he wanted to do. And he had to fight for the things that he wanted to do. If you look at anything that he did in 1999 and beyond, those are all the Star Wars movies that had no one pushing back and everyone saying, you have an unlimited budget.
I think they're horrible.
Want. And they're terrible.
Terrible.
They're terrible. You know who saved the original Star Wars was Marsha Lucas, George Lucas's wife. George Lucas's original cut of Star Wars was a 3-hour mess.
Really?
And Fox looked at it and said, we have a complete bomb on our hands. This is terrible. Marsha Lucas, who is a famous editor, worked with Scorsese on a lot of the big Scorsese movies. She said, George, go away. And she sat for 6 months and cut the 3-hour Star Wars down to 2 hours.
Really?
And the fast moving like wipes and everything else that we think about with Star Wars was all done by the unsung hero of Star Wars, Marsha Lucas. So,
do you think there are Star Wars geeks out there though that would love to watch the 3-hour uncut?
I think that in dribs and drabs.
I mean, geek in a negative term.
Yeah,
I don't know if I do or not.
Well, I think every Star Wars fan probably knows what Jay just said.
Yeah, well, Star Wars fans on my level. Yeah, I'm
you're kind of, in like a real
I'm
level.
Kind of a Star Wars geek.
I interrupted you though.
No, I just wanted to say that I agree with you that like boundaries pushing back. You know, why did Shakespeare write the 14-line sonnet? You know, why did the sonnet exist? In large part because those restrictions make it better. you know, haikus exist because yes. it makes it better.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Tighter.
And I agree with you that Howard Stern was the king of radio.
Yeah.
And when he went to Sirius, even Heath agreed with that. And if you, I was a big listener the first 5 years.
So was Sirius. I.
And he said at one point, we're going to cut back on the cursing because it got out of hand. You know, people were
it's out of control. No boundaries, no right, limits. So to me, there's a limit here by virtue of what we all do. So for Jessica and I, with our day jobs, right. with Chasing News, and for me on the radio too, it's like there's a certain, you don't want to go too far.
Right.
But we talk about subjects that could go over the top.
Right.
So today I called it G-rated porn.
I think that's a good way of talking about it.
What do you think? You like that?
Well, someone overheard the conversation and immediately like perked up, ear looking over at us like, you guys talking about porn? What did you say?
Right.
Yes. What should we call this person? Mm. He needs a name. Mm. Let's call him Paul.
Okay.
Because that's his name.
Oh, okay.
And he did. He put right away. He toned in right on that.
Was
he's one
that
of our producers.
Porn you mentioned over there? What's G-rated porn?
What is G-rated? What is this G-rated porn you speak
it's
of?
It's animated.
Wow.
I just wanted to ask Jessica because of...
right back. That was good.
The fact that you are a millennial, I'm about to be doing these college shows. And mm-hmm. I invited Bill to come do them with me. And it's one of those things where I perceive and have perceived for a while that the speed with which younger audiences get offended is much quicker than the speed that adults, when I say adults, but you know, people at my age or older mm-hmm. tend to. Even this week, I was in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing Indianapolis. I was in the heart of some pretty heavy duty Trump country.
And yeah.
I have this new chunk about Trump that I would say about half the audience was not a fan of, but they were willing to listen. They were polite. They, mm-hmm. I could see them get upset.
Because it's jokes.
It's jokes. Right. And when I pulled it around to a place that was funny, and it wasn't just me shouting, I hate Trump at them, but it was like a kind of funny take, they were with me. They didn't like the joke maybe, but they were with me. But the point is they didn't shut off to me. Which is when I think of adults, they don't generally shut off to a joke right away. But if I even mention... my mother-in-law's deaf, and I mentioned it in my act, my mother-in-law's deaf, I can see them getting upset.
Is she really?
She is, yeah.
Do you know sign?
Yeah, I actually do a joke about sign language in my act, you know, so I've wow. learned sign language to the best of my ability to be able to.
If you've ever seen it.
Yeah. There's a little bit there.
Wait, in the ones that you've been doing yeah. with the shows that we've been performing with
yeah,
you?
It's all right.
Yeah,
have I not actually seen your full act?
It's entirely possible.
It's definitely possible. Jessica, have you? Did you know he did that?
No, I was just throwing you under the bus.
You yeah. totally threw me under the bus. Did you see how that happened? And I gave you a stamp.
If I had the opportunity to watch my act, I wouldn't either. But the point is this. If I even mention, like, oh, I have a mother-in-law who's deaf.
Yeah.
I can tell them getting upset.
Really?
Well, just because, oh, he's mentioning somebody who's deaf, he's probably going to make fun
so
of
So do you
deaf.
Think my little person bit?
Yeah, that would definitely...
offend a little bit.
Yeah, I don't...
Because I was thinking that's the relatable part. Like, when I start to get into the marriage stuff, I don't think the college kids can relate to that.
I would say the marriage stuff is more relatable.
Really? Because they think of their parents.
Well, they can imagine it, at the very least. They can understand it. But they can't understand, you know, anything that brings them into an area of offense. I will also say, too, college kids have a real hard time understanding that there are equal parts love and hate in any relationship, because every relationship that they've had that had any negatives to it, they immediately break off with, because they're still thinking, I'll eventually find. I think we talked about this with the divorce lawyer, you know, that they don't understand that.
Matt Rooney.
Mm-hmm. Being in love sometimes, being married sometimes means loving someone in equal parts and also at the same time simultaneously wishing you could push them down a flight of steps. Those two feelings together equal marriage. And if you bring up the negative side, a lot of times the kids will come up to you after the show and be like, is everything all right? And I'm like,
funny, didn't we have this conversation with Nicole at Parks Casino? She's like, you've just ruined relationships. We had this conversation.
But did we
really
talk about
this?
She
was depressed about it.
You made her. Well, no, I'm giving you a real life example of a millennial who then got depressed.
She got depressed
right?
about that? I didn't know that.
Yes.
It's funny to me that she thinks she's going to get married and it's just going to be roses and cake from that point forward. Is that like.
I don't know if that's what she was thinking.
No, well, I've had two friends that have gotten engaged and then gone to happy hour with coworkers or just talked to someone behind them in the grocery store in line, like waiting, talking to a stranger, saying, yeah, I'm getting engaged. And they're all like, don't do it. Yeah. And then venting. And isn't they're really upset about it. My friends are so upset. People.
Of course they are. You tell them not to listen, though, right?
Yeah, but they're like, you know, like crying about it.
I think that's partly this millennial generation, that they have, for some reason, everything they see, they want to point out the negative.
It's, you know what? I'll go a step further. I'm going to relate it back to the thing you just said.
Critical. I think it's a very critical generation.
I'll relate it back to the thing you just said. Howard Stern was better when there was restrictions.
Yeah.
We were a little bit better off when there was restrictions too. And here's what I mean. Not that I don't think that there should be a lack of opportunity, because in large part, one of the reasons why the divorce rate jumped in the 70s was with equal rights came a woman's ability to make a living. And if they're in a bad situation going, I'm out, I don't need this anymore. I'm not calling to go back to a day when there wasn't a job available for women. But when there was societal pressure to stay together, you figured out how to make it work.
You make it work.
Right? Nowadays.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that, because New Jersey went to a no-fault divorce. And the minute they did that, once that change happened in the late 70s, right, it skyrocketed.
Right. And it's not, you're not going to be happy over the course of a lifetime with someone. There's going to be moments where you're just going to be, this is miserable. And if that escape pod is easy to access,
if it's easy,
you're going to go to it. And divorce
wait, do you see
is
the
never
billboards?
Easy.
Like, if you're driving, I think there's one on the turnpike, divorce, like $99.
Right.
Like, it's $99. That's
the divorce expo.
Yeah.
Come this weekend.
It's crazy. Right. That's what it's like.
So I do think that if you, and it's just like anything else, if you can change jobs easily, if you can get out of a relationship easily, the second it gets hard, and I think that's what Rooney was saying, the second it gets hard, you're
out.
And
that's kind of what I mean by the generation looking at the negative, because I have the luxury of pointing out, well, I don't like that. That's not perfect. I don't like that. So therefore, I'm just going to move on.
Right, right.
And all of a sudden, you find yourself look way into third, fourth, fifth relationship, whether it's that or jobs. I find it with jobs.
Yeah, I think it's the same
the minute
with jobs
a job kind of like,
I'm out.
Let me get out.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, I don't know. I've been working with you for like 4 years now.
Yeah.
It's been difficult.
Wow. So, okay. So, see, but you're a unique millennial.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, there's only like
you
two
have not bailed.
Left.
Nor have you killed me. So, it's like, this is... Right, because there are tough times in... I think jobs are a great example.
Well, I mean, that goes back to the example of when you couldn't like cancel plans you've made with someone in advance because you had to call a landline and tell them you'd meet them at the mall on Wednesday at 7 o'clock and you had to show up. Like now you can text them and say, my mom has me doing something. Sorry, can't make it.
Yeah,
like,
yo, bro, can't make it. Sorry.
Don't even need an excuse.
Oh, that's a great example. So even for little, like even scheduling. Yeah.
Right.
Or the better offer.
Can't make
so
it.
So easy to do the better offer.
Just agree to everything. And then if something comes up better, just
isn't that amazing?
Drop them all. Yeah.
That's bad.
I've seen that. Yeah. You just do as much scheduling as possible. Yeah.
I mean, what if something else, like once someone else flakes on you, so then you still have backup plans.
See, this, it spirals.
Yeah. It's
this is the problem.
It's an arms race. It's mutually assured destruction.
I said that's a hot take.
Yeah. It's an arms race, man.
What's a hot take? Am I not following?
Like to have like backup plans.
Ah, all right.
Yeah. I can understand.
I get it though. I get it. But how do you get out of that? So who's the one person that says, all right, this is it. This is what I'm doing.
Well, I think we just need a hipster revolution. I mean, those people think up bullshitty reasons to do anything.
Right.
So like all we have to do is tell them that like a marriage you can't leave has a warmer sound. Like, LPs have a warmer sound than CDs.
I think you can get very angry about the whole vinyl thing.
Yeah.
And it's coming. It's watch it bubble up.
And all you need is some mustachioed bartender. Oh, by the way, not bartender. Drink artisan will say, oh, you know what? Marriage you can't leave, man. That's the way to do it. And I'm going to listen to this on my Sony Walkman because I, for whatever reason, think that this antiquated material is what I need. That's all you need. Yeah. Let them
boundaries
lead the way.
And commitment. That's great.
You've been keeping a lot of anger suppressed against millennials.
This is like therapy for Jay.
Listen,
don't you think?
Did you see Avengers? Remember the Incredible Hulk, Mark Ruffalo? He's like, what's your secret? My secret is I'm always angry. And then he turns into the Incredible Hulk. That's my secret. I'm always angry. There's never a time I'm not driving around angry at somebody wearing a bow tie. That's my secret.
I wore a bow tie the other night.
Yeah.
Was it a formal engagement?
It was, right? It was the CFC the, Loud and Clear.
The London themed.
It was London themed.
But so you were sure you were in black tie.
Yes, but no. I bought the Union Jack flag.
Oh, yeah. So he wasn't wearing it to work on a Wednesday. It's not like Wednesdays are bow tie wearing.
It was appropriate. You were wearing it for an appropriate occasion. Yeah. I'm fine with that. All right. That's fine. There was some 20-year-old kid.
You sure?
In my audience, there was some 20-year-old kid wearing a bow tie. And I was like, you better be a popcorn maker. It's the only way this is acceptable to me. He's like, no, man, I'm a bartender. This is why I'm thinking of it.
Are there popcorn makers in the world?
Well, we're Redenbacher. I thought he was maybe an heir to the Redenbacher
fortune. I think that's a really old school reference.
Yeah, I don't even.
I almost didn't get it.
Yeah, he's probably sitting there going, like, I don't even know, man. I buy Skinny Pop at Costco. I don't know what he's talking about.
The joke's going to kill it, Rowan.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry.
Sure.
They're going to get it. They're like, oh,
but
so
I had a palpable visual anger because it's an affectation, Bill. It's an affectation, and affectations are against my policy in life.
I did that on purpose, though.
What?
At the event.
I was going to say we're at 45 minutes if anyone's interested.
No, we need another 15 minutes for me to talk about bow ties.
I think we got
to
go.
If you listen to this and you have a bow tie, I want you off the podcast. You're no longer a listener.
So I don't think we could be that demanding of our listeners.
I'd be very demanding. I'd rather not have a podcast than somebody in a bow tie.
Has it really been 45 minutes?
Yeah. Warning to Rowing University students not to wear bow ties.
No bow ties.
Any affectations. Don't wear a fedora.
I may show up and wear a bow tie to open.
But you see, that's fine because you're just taking the piss out of me at that point. I'm okay with that.
Let me tell you something. Because I can tie a bow tie.
Right.
And I'm proud of myself. I want someone to come up and untie it.
So you can tie it.
So I can say,
the only people,
no clip on.
There's two people allowed to wear bow ties. Popcorn makers and Jerry Lewis at the end of the telethon when he's undone the bow tie and he's singing a song.
Are you sure you're not older than me?
I might be 55 years old. I maybe.
I don't know.
I know a lot about 50s TV.
Jessica, did you get the popcorn maker?
But I think he just watches a lot more TV than you do. Yeah, because of the guy on the box.
God, I didn't get it, but maybe I'm just an idiot then.
And the guy working at the movie theater sometime has
the guy on the box.
A bow tie.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's affectation in general. Jessica, I blame women for this. I blamed his girlfriend. I blamed his girlfriend. I said, you are having sex with him. And she was like, yes, yes, I am. And I said, and do you like the bow tie? And she admitted, I do not like the bow tie. And I'm like, because no one likes the bow tie. Only he likes the bow tie, but he has no reason to take the bow tie off because you're still having sex with him.
I was going to say, she bought it for him probably.
No. The only way I can justify that is she bought it for him so nobody else would have sex with him. That's fine.
That's a thing too.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
But don't, in God's name, ladies.
Like you dumb the guy down to the point where nobody else is interested.
Yeah, I think my wife bought me a lot of sweater vests. And I wasn't
You do wear a lot of sweater vests. I still think that the sweater you wore on the set.
Oh, no, I wore a lot of, that was my, I'm fat,
remember
no
that?
One can tell because I'm wearing an infinitely black sweater, but apparently it didn't work.
The problem was it was 92 degrees in the studio.
Yeah, well, that's how I lost all the weight, actually. I wore the sweater in this very hot studio. I sweated all the weight away. It was beautiful.
Jay's wife bought him a lot of sweater vests and pizza. She's like, just eat more. Eat more and put on the sweater vest.
It put me in a position where I didn't have to worry. Obviously, Jessica believes that. But no, I blame the girlfriend. And Jessica, if your boyfriend has any extraneous affectations, like he wears a mustache that's curly cute at the end, or if he has a bicycle, but it's got one of the big wheels in the front, one of the wheels in the back, or he wears a bowler hat.
Where would you even buy one of those bicycles?
I don't know, some hipster shop in Brooklyn that idiots shop at.
Yeah.
You just so walk in, it's like,
we buy A-tracks.
They have to have a long, extended explanation as to why it's better to have a bike that you fall off of all the time. you have to sit around with your spats. You're wearing spats and you're driving a bicycle and you're telling people,
wait, what's a spat? But
that's it's the thing that holds your socks up, you know, the sock garters.
I thought it was a type of pants.
That's funny. Yes, they used to have that.
Yeah.
People wear that.
And when? In the 50s?
In the 20s. Yeah, like back in olden days.
I think that was more recent. I think 70s.
Yeah.
Politicians were wearing them.
Walk around Brooklyn. I'm sure there's some idiot wearing spats and jean cutoff shorts.
They were clips that would clip shirt to sock.
Yeah. So you
the purpose of it was to keep your shirt tucked in properly.
And your socks pulled up properly, I guess. Yeah.
People but it was more that the socks acted as an anchor for the shirt.
Yeah.
This is why they didn't. Listen, this is why they didn't cure a lot of diseases.
Shirt tucking is a very important thing.
I'm thinking, why don't people wear spats more often?
Why do they wear?
I may bring it back.
Well, you know how like
I may bring it back. Where can I get spats? As a matter of fact, I'm gonna go to Amazon tonight.
No, go to Brooklyn. I'm sure you can find a spot.
I'll bet I can get it. Do we have internet on this computer?
I have it on my laptop.
All right, can you just see if Amazon has spats?
Yeah.
Here's why. So at Chasing News, I don't wear a jacket. Sometimes I do.
Right.
But if I'm moving around, you know, I walk around for the show, sometimes the shirt comes untucked a little bit.
Yeah, you need
my biggest preparation for the show is shirt tucking.
Do they have them?
Is that why you go to the bathroom all the time before we start taping any segment?
Yeah. That's exactly it. I go to tuck my shirt in.
I thought it was just to go kiss your image in the mirror
for
10 minutes.
That's what everyone says you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, Bill, you're so talented.
That I'm talking to myself? That's funny.
Kissing yourself in the mirror.
By the way, I'm just...
Isn't that awful?
I'm just wondering,
Jessica...
I do. I tuck my shirt in. That's why I go.
You know how like a girl will wear like garter belt and stockings and that's like super sexy?
That's like spats, I thought, pretty much.
Yeah, but is it the same thing with dudes if they're wearing their sock garters?
No, definitely.
Well, I typed in SPA and Spanx came up. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, that's for fat people, what is right? That?
No, not all fat people.
Yeah, I don't know
like
what that is.
It's like a... Spandex? It's like holds your stomach in, right?
It's like a slip. You know what slips are?
Oh, a slip, sure.
But for fat. Or people that want a slip.
What's the purpose of the slip?
No wrinkles on your clothes.
Oh. I did a Fox Business segment with the inventor of spats. Or not spats, Spanx. Spanx. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some lady. And I think it was like just at the beginning of the Spanx Revolution.
I already forgot what we Googled.
Oh, spats are like an athletic thing. Like they're football gear.
So it does not exist.
Okay. It doesn't exist anymore.
So I need sock to shirt clips. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to reinvent it.
You got to go to Williamsburg.
Yeah, let's go up to Williamsburg. Yeah. You can buy spats, and then right afterwards, I'll take a golf club, Brooklyn Bronx tail style.
But it's a serious thing for me. Like, the shirt being tucked in is an important part of my job.
There's also novelty spats for your Halloween costume available.
Excellent.
So I'm telling you.
I need, like, the one piece. What is it? The shorts and the T-shirt?
Is it because you're wearing like jeans? Is that why? Because you're like your shirt doesn't tuck in correctly because you're not wearing the right pants.
That's exactly right. Because a suit, it doesn't happen.
They have Bill. I'm pretty sure that they have more shirts that you can button under your crotch, like a onesie that like
I need a onesie.
I'm pretty sure they have collared shirts like that.
The bro thing.
Yeah,
the bromper.
We're like
the bromper.
Yeah, the bromper. The romper bromper.
You right, bromper. Is that what it's called?
I just. Called
do you think
that.
They have a suit like that?
I'm sure they do.
They must.
I think it's called a onesie.
I think it could be. All right, I think it's devolved for me. The whole point I was making.
You can't wear PJs to work.
The point I was making is that hipsters are awful. I think that's what you were making. That's what I was hearing.
We love millennials, not hipsters. Yeah, there could be a hipster millennial. Aren't they the same?
The hipster subset of millennial is the worst creature that ever crawled out of the lagoon. They drive me nuts.
Any suggestions? When we started this, Jessica, this podcast, we talked about having a promo come out of this for the radio. I don't think there was any point in here. I didn't hear anything.
I heard.
Did you?
I heard. How long is the podcast right now?
51
Four
minutes.
Hours.
So we need a 10-second promo. Let's see. I heard no less than 3,000 different segments. That
I think
have
you
words.
Could be right.
Yes. Or 300.
And none of them involving porn.
I can find one that has porn.
Maybe the G-rated porn.
G-rated porn. We're G-rated porn. We just pulled that segment out.
I have to tell you, Jay, you kind of dismissed my whole shirt tucking thing. Like, Jessica understood it. Like, it's a part of my job. It's a thing. It's kind of like people have to worry about their hair, which clearly I'm not worried about.
No, I think that...
I can't be disheveled.
So here's what I'll say. It's the same thing I say for people getting on the stage. It's less about people at home as it is about what's going on in your head. If you're up there thinking about your shirt, then it's going to be a problem because it's a distraction. But I can tell you, people at home aren't going, wait a second. Honey, come here. Get in here. come in here, honey. Put the baby down and come in here. Watching Chasing News. Look at Spadia's shirt tail. It's coming out a little bit.
It's a valid point.
I'm sure that our boss would do that, though.
Honey.
Yes, he would.
I want you to get my writing pen. I'm writing a letter to Fox because I just shot my TV out. Elvis style. I was so mad that Bill Spadia's shirt. It's not going to happen. If it's in your head, it's important.
We've learned a lot today. We've learned that Jessica has greater patience to deal with problems than most millennials.
Yes.
We learned that I know how to tie a bow tie.
Yeah.
We learned that Jay hates a lot of things.
The only thing...
A lot of things.
Kids
I love
and
more than pornography.
What?
The only thing I hate more than...
wait. Love more than pornography?
I love pornography as much as I hate hipsters. And spelling bees.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's spelling bees fall in the mix?
The worst thing I could imagine. Hey, I can spell squirrel. That also is something we learned today.
Literally the worst thing I can imagine is a hipster spelling bee. That would be one where I would say, you know, if a plane could crash directly into wherever they're holding the hipster spelling bee, I don't think it would be a tragedy. You know, I think all involved we'd all be better off.
What's going on Wednesday nights at a bar in Williamsburg? Hipster spelling bee.
Do you think there is?
I'm sure.
I think if there is, let's find it and let's all go and record a podcast there.
I think
there.
We should send Jessica's dad undercover into the hipster spelling bee.
He could use one of his passports.
It's like, hello, my name is Jonah McGorvin.
Well, thank you, because the title of this podcast is Jessica's Dad is a Spy.
I love it. That's what we're calling it.
All right, he's not allowed on the show.
No, he's out. He's out. He should come in. He should do one of these.
He should come in and show all his Krav Maga rules.
How do we want to sign off? I signed in for everyone.
You can.
I'm happy to sign out.
Go ahead and sign out for us. All right, I don't know if we can do it.
I think we've come to the end of this podcast. I don't know what episode it is. I think 10.
Episode 10.
So episode 10 is done. So we want you to not only share this with your friends, but please rate it.
On
good
iTunes.
Or bad. On iTunes. Now, Jay, can you rate it on Google Play?
You can. All of those things are useful to us. iTunes is the most useful.
All right. So iTunes rate.
And you download us through there. Please subscribe. Subscriber numbers are big. Even if you don't listen, just download it to your phone. That would help us. And rate us on there. And, you know, we talked about this last week, which will drop for us tomorrow or 2 days from now. Send us, you know, on Twitter, send Bill or Jessica any questions that you have or ideas for topics or whatever. We'll say your name and we will talk about it on the air.
Yeah. So you can catch Jessica and I on Chasing News. It airs on My9, Fox 5, Fox 29 at night, every weeknight. And catch me in the morning on New Jersey 101.5, 6 to 10. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jessnut. And you can catch Jay Black. Go to his website. Don't Google him because there's also
a porn star
with your name.
You can see me next Wednesday night sneaking into a hipster spelling bee in Williamsburg, dressed with a mustache and a bowler, carrying a cane that I'm going to take those hipsters out.
In spats
and nothing else. A bowler hat, spats, and a cane.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.